Welcome back to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're talking with a pair of guests from Visit Tuolumne County on this weekend show. We have the president and CEO, Lisa Mayo, and the director of sales and marketing, Katie Kirkland. I'll go back over to Katie Kirkland. I heard recently in the news there was kind of a new initiative statewide when it comes to native California and tourism aspects. Is that something that Visit Tuolumne County is also looking at?
Absolutely. So Visit California just launched their Native California Initiative to kind of highlight the Native American tribes in California. And so they put a call out for media submissions about Native tribes in our area. So, of course, I talked about both our Chicken Ranch Band of Miwok Indians and the Tuolumne County Band of Miwok Indians. And I mentioned Carlos Giesdorf, who is a member of the Tuolumne Band of Miwok Indians, and he's a language specialist. And Visit California then reached out to me and asked if they could invite Carlos Giesdorf down to their press conference to launch this initiative. So we got in contact with Carlos, and we were able to connect him with Visit California, and he went down to Palm Springs to the new Agua Caliente resort down there, and he did the press conference where Visit California announced this Native California initiative, and he actually did a performance. So he has been featured in over 60 articles across the nation, as far as like Condé Nast, to name some large ones. He also spoke with the president and CEO of Visit California, Carolyn Batetta, who absolutely just adored him. And so he's been mentioned in every single interview that she's done. And so it kind of put us on the map as far as Native California and our Native tribes in the area. So Visit California will be working more with Visit Tuolumne County to kind of highlight both of our tribes here. So it's a really exciting initiative.
Yeah, it's great. We had Carlos on the show a few years ago talking about similar things. He really is a great communicator, and so great to hear that he's getting recognition. I'll go over to Lisa Mayo in regards to, you know, what's new? Is there anything else that we haven't mentioned that's kind of new and exciting in the tourism front?
There is so much that's new in our area. It's really incredible that people have opened up these new businesses over the last couple of years and even more recently as well. One of, I think, the really fun things that is new to our area is Miller's Jeep Tours. And this is a company out of the Groveland area, and they'll take you out. Actually, they let you drive the Jeep, and you go out into the Stanislaus National Forest and get to have that Jeep off-road experience. And I think it's really cool. I know Katie has sent a lot of her media and tour operator folks that have been visiting out on these tours. And so that's pretty cool. Also on 120, of course, Rush Creek opened their new spa. And I have yet to try it, but I have heard amazing things about it. It's like you're sitting there and it's like the waterfalls from Yosemite are falling on you. I think there's probably nothing better. So got to get out there and try that. Of course, downtown Sonora, the Armory opening was a great addition to the downtown offerings in Sonora, and also the Bourbon Barrel as well. And then the great renovation that was just done with Hotel Lumberjack, previously Roadway Inn, that's been a really popular place as well for us to host some of our incoming guests, our journalists and influencers and tour operators as well. We've got a great working relationship with them over there. And then there's the Motherlode Escape Room. I mean, who doesn't love an escape room? That has just opened up this last year as well. So lots of things to do in our area. If anybody says, you know, the kids these days, there's nothing to do. There's plenty to do. In Twain Heart, there's Hatchet's Throw House, which just opened, where you can go and throw axes and, you know, indoors in a safe environment. And so that's fun. And I think one of the biggest things that we've seen is Doddridge Mountain Resort and what they've done up there, being able to really convert that into a year-round resort with the disc golf, the chairlifts, the hiking, and of course the mountain biking. And I just love how the season for the mountain biking ended with them. It was last weekend, was their last weekend, and then the following weekend, they're just full of snow. So hopefully we can go right into ski season. but there's so many great things to do in Tuolumne County, and those are just a few of the new things that we're promoting.
Well, I have to ask you about filming, too, because film commissioner is underneath the Visit Tuolumne County. Are you still getting telephone calls once in a while from location scouts?
We do. In fact, just this week, we had a couple calls about filming here. And pretty much what we do is help to coordinate, you know, the getting of the permits and getting that process, you know, to the folks that are looking to do filming here. We provide, if they're looking for different locations, we provide that information as well. We recently had a car commercial filmed, a Nissan commercial filmed. So I think if folks went, tried to get over to Calaveras County a few weekends ago, they might have been turned around, but there was a commercial being filmed. So there are some great things still happening. And after the first of the year, we were looking to actually ramp up the film promotion again.
With all these different things happening, I imagine you're pretty optimistic looking ahead to the new year that's going to be here before we know it as well.
You know, I'm really optimistic. I think just looking at travel spending, you know, in our area, that's one of the great gauges that we can look at to see how well tourism's doing in addition to TOT. But in 2019, we had $274 million spent by travelers in Tuolumne County. And in 2020, that went down drastically to around $120 million, maybe. 2021, it went back up to about $240 million. So we're definitely seeing that that increase going, and it's so important because this travel spending is really what it's all about for our community, our families, and businesses that are here. And tourism remains that number one economic driver, and it's so important to our area. And it's important that we continue to invite people from literally all over the world to come and get to experience where we get to live.
Well, we're nearing the end of this weekend show. Katie Kirkland, any closing comments you'd like to make?
Yeah, thanks for having us on the show. But as Lisa was saying, you know, our brand has been really recognizable lately. I went to one of the largest international shows in the U.S. called the IPW recently, and people recognized who we were as Visit Tuolumne. And it's just really great to be put on the map and to stay competitive with our, you know, our frenemies and our neighbors in the other counties. And we're really just not taking a backseat anymore. We're really becoming a very well-known destination and being highlighted to those international travelers.
Thank you for joining us this weekend. Lisa Mayo, anything else you'd like to add?
Just, you know, just that tourism is, it's a really important industry for our community and for our county. And anyone that wants to know anything else, to come and visit us down at 193 South Washington Street and see what we're all about.
Well, and on that note, we thank our guests this weekend, Lisa Mayo, the CEO of Visit Tuolumne County, and Katie Kirkland, the Director of Sales and Marketing. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We'll see you back next week for more Motherlode Views.
You've been listening to Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.